I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. Richland Center baseball team picked up an 8-0 victory in the game over Weston last night. The Hornets scored 2 runs in the second, 1 in the third, and 3 in the fourth, 2 in the sixth to log their first win of the season as they improved to 1-2. Thomas Hohner was the winning pitcher, going the distance, walking 3, striking out 3, and giving up 4 hits. Leadoff batter Brady Dosh was 3-for-4 with an RBI. Lane Miller, Wes Bosworth, Cole Wassinger, and Ethan Haiti all had 2 hits. Trevor Westfall took the loss, allowing 4 earned runs, striking out 3 with no walks. Garrett Jennings came on in relief and allowed 2 earned runs on 3 hits, 2 walks, and 2 strikeouts. Isaac Jennings doubled among his 2 hits, and Garrett Jennings was 2-for-3. Following the 8-0 win, Richland Center will prepare to open the Southwest Conference with a game at Lancaster on Thursday. Weston, now 2-1, will return to the Ridgeland Valley Thursday in a game against North Crawford. Yesterday, I asked Coach Brent Jennings of Weston about the Ridgeland Valley and if it looks tough again.
I think it is. There's going to be a lot of teams on more even ground this season. You know, I think you're going to see a lot of teams throwing a wrench into some other teams' plans, you know, down the stretch because yeah, it's up for grabs, absolutely.
Elsewhere in baseball yesterday, the Riverdale Chieftains raised their conference record at 2-0 with a well-deserved win over Boscobel and a 5-1 victory. Also in a game that was played well by both teams, the Chieftains received an excellent pitching performance from Chase Chitwood, who would give up just 1 run on 1 hit over 6 innings while striking out 9. Logan Cagle would come on in relief in the 7th to nail down the win, striking out 2. Offensively, Andre Tainter led the Chieftains, going 3-for-3 with 2 RBI, while Emmett Drone was 3-for-4 with an RBI. Carson Kenyon collected 2 hits and an RBI, and Chase Chitwood was 2-for-3 with 2 runs scored. The Chieftains, now 3-1 on the season, will travel to Fenimore on Friday night. River Valley fell to 2-2 on the young season with a loss to Wisconsin Dells 7-4. Highland 3-2 over River Ridge in baseball. Prairie du Chien shut out Dodgeville 2-0. Also on the wire, it was Marcusan over Randolph 40-0. Wazika Steuben got the win against Brookwood 10-9. It was a victory for the Ithaca Bulldogs over Potosi Cassville. Final score yesterday was 8-2. Micah Salisbury had 3 hits and Wyatt Hilby with a total of 2 among the 9 for the Bulldogs yesterday. RBIs for Matthew Kepler, Sammy Clary, Micah Salisbury, along with Wes Nelson, Mac Neef, Wyatt Hilby, and Cody Burns. The winning pitcher was Sammy Clary, who worked all 7, giving up a total of 5 hits and 2 runs. 8-2, Bulldogs over Potosi Cassville. It was Viroqua getting the victory 11-0 over Luther yesterday in high school baseball as well. In softball, River Valley edged Dodgeville 3-2 in an early season showdown between contenders. It was also a win for Prairie du Chien over Platteville 11-5. Lancaster shut out Richland Center by a score of 12-0 yesterday at the Hornets' home field. Kaylee Nee with a hit for Richland Center yesterday as the Hornets battle again coming up on Friday. They'll be taking on River Valley in a league game. Seneca was a victor against Riverdale 5-2. River Ridge and Highland played in softball with the Cardinals coming out of a 2-0 victory, and it was cashed in 11-1 over Lafarge. Richland Center soccer girls battled Galena and fell 6-0 on a nice day yesterday at the Richland Center Sports Complex. The young team continues to improve, according to their coaches. Next up for the Hornets, another conference matchup. They will be at River Valley Thursday afternoon at 5 o'clock. River Valley lost to Dodgeville Mineral Point 2-0 in high school soccer on Tuesday. Track action at the North Crawford Invitational. For Ithaca Weston, Channing Brown was 5th in the 100. The 4x2 of Sam Jones, Carrick Thompson, Randy Picardo Flores, and Brayson Garcia Bolin finished 7th. A personal best for Channing Brown, taking 3rd in the 400. Sam Jones 4th in the 800. Channing Brown 6th in the 200. Brayson Bolin 6th in the pole vault. Also long jump, it was Channing Brown taking 6th. And for the girls, Ithaca Weston's Kaylee Peterson first and a personal best in the 100 at 12:90. Kaylee Miller was 4th. Kaylee Peterson first in the 1600. The 4x2 took 4th. Kaylee Miller, Bailey Wanless, Leah Puig, and Maggie Kirshner. The 400, Aubrey Cook, finished third with a personal best. Aubrey Cook was sixth in the 200. The 4x4 finished third. Kaylee Miller, Maggie Kirshner, Leah Puig, and Kaylee Peterson. In the high jump, Kaylee Miller took second. And in the pole vault, Leah Puig was seventh, Kaylee Peterson eighth, Aubrey Cook second in the triple jump. Next action for Ithaca Weston's track team will be at the Millhaven Invitational at New Lisbon on Saturday. Bowling scores to report from the Lucky Strikers League. Bindle Tire and Auto at a 24.95. Robin's Nest Country Gifts, 24.24. And Hotman Plumbing at 24.06. High Game Honors, Bindle Tire and Auto at 8.87. Robin's Nest Country Gifts, 8.45. Hotman Plumbing and Right Way Shell, 8.41. Top Series, Cheryl McNerlin, a 5.57. Susan Maxwell, a 5.50. Marsha Mahatka, a 5.47. Top Game, Sheila Pulvermacher, a 2.11. Marsha Mahatka, a 2.10. And Cheryl McNerlin, a 2.03. Marsha Mahatka had a 5.10 split pickup. Ann Maxwell, a 3.10. Cheryl McNerlin picked up the 3.10 twice. And Janine Roth with a 3.10. Spring is in the air, hopefully. It's time to plan for the 24 season of Richland Center Church League softball. They have an organizational meeting planned for Thursday, April 18th at 7 p.m. at the Free Methodist Church in Richland Center. They'll discuss feedback from the recently completed volleyball season and the softball terms as well. Anyone interested in having a team in the league for 24 but who is unable to attend the meeting can contact Dave Turk or Jeremiah Hassel or email them at rcchurchleague@yahoo.com. On the state of Wisconsin scene, Christian Yelich and Blake Perkins both drove in three runs as the Brewers even their series with Cincinnati, taking a 9-5 decision. Sal Frelick and Perkins both had three hits, and Joe Ross got his first pitching victory by throwing 6 1/3 solid innings. Not only his first victory of the year, but it was his first win since 2021, June 29th, for Washington against Tampa Bay. He came back from a terrible injury and Tommy John surgery in June of 2022. The Reds and Brewers meet again tonight with left-hander Wade Miley scheduled to start. Atlanta was a winner over the Mets, 6-5. St. Louis 3-0 over Philadelphia. Arizona 3, Colorado 2. Washington 5-3 over San Francisco. The Cubs beat San Diego 5-1. In the American League, Baltimore 7, Boston 1. White Sox 7-5 over Cleveland. Toronto 5, Seattle 3. Oakland 4-3 over Texas. Kansas City 4, Houston 3. Tampa Bay 6-4 over the Angels. Detroit 5, Pittsburgh 3. The Yankees 3-2 over Miami. Dodgers 6-3 against Minnesota. The Bucks managed to break their four-game losing streak last night, holding off the conference-leading Boston Celtics 104-91. Milwaukee has suffered some surprising losses this season, but they captured the season series against one of the league's top teams by winning 3 out of 5 meetings. Superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo had to leave the action in the third period with a non-contact injury. Bobby Portis says the team has battled all year long.
All season long, guys have been in and out of the lineups. We've had to adjust. You know, we've been through it all this year. Been through a lot of adversity, coaching changes, lineup changes. You name it, we've been through it. So we're a battle-tested team, especially over the years. So once one guy goes down, man, it's next man up mentality.
Coach Doc Rivers talked about Giannis and the scary injury.
I would say that. But, you know, he's Giannis. I think everyone probably feels the same way as I do right now. So we're just going to hope for the best.
Doc Rivers and the Bucks getting ready for their next action tonight as they play on consecutive nights. They will host Orlando. The Packers likely move ahead of plans for a new locker room inside Lambeau Field. Even though the stadium district has put off a vote, the team is asking for $3 million from the district's capital improvement fund. One board member pointed out that there's only been an average of one event that would benefit from the addition every 4 years. The last time an outside sporting event was held at Lambeau Field was in 2022 when European soccer teams met. The question will probably come up again at the board's June meeting. And Badger star Casey O'Brien has been named the U.S. College Hockey Online Player of the Year. The announcement was made late last week. O'Brien becomes the program's fifth player to earn the national honor. Abby Rock was recognized four seasons ago. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.